doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW-Health to fight and win. UW-Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, it was 1-1 after one, and then the Badgers took the lead. A penalty on Patrick Geary for interference. 44 seconds into the second period gave Wisconsin its first power play of the night. And 9 seconds into the power play, it looked like Kyle Kukkonen would give Wisconsin the lead, but his shot hit the far post. But Owen Lindmark right there jammed it in. Lindmark gets the power play goal, his fifth of the year, from Kukkonen and Tyson Dick at 53 seconds. Badgers had a 2-1 lead. And then Wisconsin had, for the most part, its fourth line out there, although Ryan Botterill got a chance. Botterill with an excellent shift and from the left wing put one on goal that was kicked out by DePasquo, but right to the stick of Sawyer Scholl, who hammered it into the half-open net for Scholl, his second goal of the season. It came at 5:27 from Botterill and Jack Phelan. That made it 3-1 Wisconsin. Michigan State eventually got some momentum back and scored on a nice play out of the corner, initiated by Joey Larson, and then Red Savage set up Carson Dorward at 14:26. Dorward's fifth goal of the year made it 3-2. That's where we stand after two. Michigan State, 13 shots on goal in that second period, 10 for Wisconsin. Tommy Scarfone, 12 saves in the second. He has 21 for two periods. DePasquo, 8 saves in the second. He has 18 through 40 minutes of play. Wisconsin, 1 for 2 on the power play in that period. Michigan State went 0 for 1. It's 3-2 Wisconsin after two. And all but one game this season, Wisconsin's either had the lead, been tied, or within one goal going into the third period of play, and it's the same here tonight.
It is, and Badgers took advantage early in that period, got the lead, added to it. A random note that was just shown to us by Dave Ellis here from Michigan State, who's showing you right now, all three Badger goals by centers, and same for Michigan State, but and different lines. You got the first line with Gavin Morrissey, you got the third line with Owen Lindmark, and fourth line with Sawyer Scholl for Wisconsin. So talked about Michigan State's balance. The Badgers are getting some balanced scoring here tonight. But it's Badgers went up 3-1. It was looking pretty good. Got called for their first penalty, and then Michigan State, I wouldn't say took over, but that's when they started some momentum from that and kind of keeping up in the offensive zone, got one back. And I'm sure partly just the way the Badgers, you changed how you play a little bit when you have a different mentality when you're up a couple goals. And
sure.
But, I mean, the Badgers got to like where they are right now. They're up one at the second break against at the number one team in the country. Haven't won here in a few years, and going to third period with a pretty in a good, great position to grab a win, which you would love to have tonight.
Yeah, Badgers have lost six straight in this building, but have a 3-2 lead after two periods against Michigan State. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So Wisconsin leads Michigan State 3-2 after two. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
The morning show on WFHR, it's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny.
Yeah.
At least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Well, the top-ranked team in women's college hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers, up on second-ranked Ohio State, 1-0 at LeBron Arena. Lacey Eden scored a minute 3 into the opening period. So the Badger women lead Ohio State 1-0. They meet at Wrigley Field Saturday at 4:30. Here the Wisconsin men lead top-ranked Michigan State 3-2 on the strength of goals from Gavin Morrissey, Owen Lindmark, and Sawyer Scholl. Back in 90 seconds, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culvers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin has a 3-2 lead on Michigan State. The third period for Munn Arena in East Lansing is coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
All here at Munn Arena in East Lansing. We're underway third period. Wisconsin with a 3-2 lead against Michigan State. Badgers back in their own zone. Lodge and Kerr defensively with Tassie, Fitzgerald, and Liskoski. Lead feed up near the Michigan State line. Liskoski got a piece of it and a shot from long range by Tassie. Stick to side by DePasquo. Now Palatichuk shot. Loose in front. Turnaround shot Liskoski. That's blocked by the defenseman Geary. Loose puck picked up now by Shouty, and he gets it out to center ice and almost took it away from Fitzgerald. Picked up the loose puck and fired it into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Then played back deep by the defenseman and Wisconsin's Dexheimer. One hands it ahead to Tassie, able to get two hands on that, but he accidentally iced the puck at a faceoff down in the Wisconsin zone here. 47 seconds into the third period, a 3-2 Wisconsin lead. The Badgers in that second period attempted 17 shots to Michigan State's 22. Tommy Scarfone stopped 12 of 13 shots he faced in that second period of play. Three shots apiece for Gavin Morrissey and Ryan Botterill to lead the Badgers so far. Jack Horbach plus two on the evening. Michigan State wins the faceoff and sends it to the far corner of the Wisconsin zone. Palatichuk reverses far side. Loose puck picked up. Howard rifles one home. We are tied.
Well, I wasn't even looking up on that play. So this one's all you, Brian.
Well, the Badgers had the puck down far corner. They tried to move it up the wall, and it kicked free. And Howard, right in the left circle, just teed one up and beat Scarfone clean. Isaac Howard, the UMD transfer, his team-leading 12th goal. It comes 57 seconds into the third, and we have an even ball game in East Lansing.
Back of the last game, these two teams played at the Kohl Center. The Badgers had a 2-0 lead, and ended up game going to overtime. And here the Badgers at least one point. We're up 3-1, a two-goal lead, and we're tied here early in the third.
We'll give Stramel and Gucciardi assist 57 seconds into the period, a 3-3 game. Jack Thelen after the puck in his own zone, rims it around far side. Finally made its way to Mosley. He chipped it past Morrissey in the point man foot race now. Quinn Finley giving chase. He really hustled hard, but Andrews had the angle of the puck, and they say icing on Wisconsin. Faceoff to come in the Badgers zone. It looks like it'll be to the left of Tommy Scarfone. Well, Charlie Stramel, who had a goal and an assist in a 3-2 overtime win at Wisconsin last month, sets up Howard's game-tying goal here. And it was Howard who had the game winner in overtime against the Badgers last month. So the Hudson, Wisconsin native allows Michigan State to pull even. And off the draw, the puck deflects out of play. They'll drop it in the Wisconsin zone once again. Michigan State has outscored opponents 22-8 in the third period. The third period here this season. The third period had been a problem for the Badgers during their 2-8 start, but they've been so much better, finding ways to finish off games. A little hairy last Sunday in Milwaukee when the Badgers had a 2-0 lead, and then it was 2-2 before Wisconsin finally got the job done. Anthony Kerr on the attack, long-range shot right wing, and that went off a stick and into the protective netting. Face-off inside the Michigan State zone. 1:26 into the third. Boy, you come out of the locker room, it's 3-2, you're feeling good, and less than a minute later, it's all tied.
Yeah, and the Badgers, that's what they did in the second period. They got that first-minute goal by Owen Lindmark on an early power play. They carried that and went three-quarters of the second period.
Off the draw, one-timer by Kerr, and a glove save made by DePasquo, and he hangs on for another faceoff.
And you just look, you know, the change in mentality again. Now the game's tied. It's a clean game again, and you wonder, the Badgers push a little harder here on the offensive end, and will Michigan State maybe let off a little bit? They worked hard to get this game tied, and see where it goes from here. Ready, the Badgers get a shot off here shortly after the Michigan State goal.
So battling for the loose puck in the Michigan State zone. Spartans able to chip it out to center. Badgers really struggled in the faceoff circle in the first period, winning only 4 of 16, but they won 21 of 30 in period number 2. Allowed them to score a couple of goals. Michigan State puts it towards the front of the net, taken away by Wisconsin, then taken back by Dorwart. Fans off left, looking backside. Dorwart, no angle to shoot or pass. Now turns around. Larson shot one through the low slot to the near side corner. Back behind the net, Lindmark. Battling through the stick check of Dorwart. Kerr able to jam it out to center. Pass Kukkonen. Botterill giving chase. Lucas Savage with him. And then he goes D to D to West. And they'll bump it out towards center. But there's Sawyer Schull to knock it off the stick of Dorwart. Trying to cut towards the net. A little one-hand push shot may have gone off the goaltender to DePasquo. Now a turnaround shot by Schull. That was blocked by Lucas Savage. Sawyer Schull with a goal here tonight to give Wisconsin a 3-1 lead at the time. Here's Wisconsin's Palatichuk, right side Dexheimer. He shoots one in and out of the glove of DePasquo, and then he covers. Schull got knocked down in the slot. He's on all fours, slowly getting back up on his skates. He appears to be okay. 3-3 game, 17:25 left here in the third.
A good shift there by Sawyer Schull. A little speed, taking some hits in the slot to try to create some offense. And you get a goal, guy only has two this year, it gets you some energy for the whole game.
Scholes had 6 goals a year ago, 3 were against Michigan State. He's got another against the Spartans here tonight. 4 of his career goals, 4 of his 8 goals have come against the Spartans. Here comes Michigan State on the attack, dumped in by Jarecki. Dexheimer able to meet him in the corner. Puck caromed in midair to the far side. And now Palatichuk able to angle off Vansagi. Spins back to the far side. Geary backside. Pass intended for D'Angelo didn't connect. Wisconsin's Liskoski up to center. Fitzgerald trying to get around the defenseman. Baskel got knocked down. Tried to draw a penalty. Nothing called. Puck in the offensive zone for Wisconsin. Fitzgerald's out there with Tassi and Liskoski. Puck in the corner. Liskoski knocked off balance. Tassi able to. Jam it free, put it kind of in a plank position. And, yeah, he's going to check his left ear.
That was a blast that right off the side of the head, perhaps. You can hear it. You can hear the puck hit the plastic or whatever part of the mask it hit or the helmet.
Patrick Geary, a Buffalo Sabres draft choice, former Waterloo Blackhawk. Good-looking player. He brings them a little grit. Face off to the left of DePasquo. Badgers and Spartans tied at three. Morrissey, Finley, Mosley on the ice for Wisconsin with Scholes and Phelan. Morrissey, who's done well in the faceoff circle, will chase it down back behind the net. Centering pass from behind the cage didn't get through. Phelan down the wall left wing to the corner now in Morrissey. Mosley trying to reach for it. Instead, Kelly able to get it to center. Badgers take it from there. Now Finley walks around Dugucciardi, cuts to the slot, can't get a shot off, taken away by Michigan State. Kelly taps it ahead, Manisto got a lot of speed, got through Nash, got past Phelan, tries to get the shot off, and Scarfoni may have gotten his stick on it. Manisto went into the end boards, slow to get up, he appears to be okay. Fans wanted a penalty. Oh, Manisto with some quickness split the Badgers' defense.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Tommy Scarfoni got a poke check there at the end with a stick to break a chance up.
Lodge will dump it deep. Finley plays it back to the near corner. And now Howard finds himself with it, and he'll send it out to center ice. Daniel Lodge back to get it for the Badgers. It's rolling down to the Wisconsin goal line. That'll be icing on Michigan State. Fans don't like it. Thought a penalty should have been called when Manisto wiped out as he split the Badgers' defenders. Manisto went to the Michigan State bench favoring his left arm, but no penalties were called. There were three in the second period, two against Michigan State. Badgers went 1-for-2 on the power play. Michigan State 0-for-1, but only three penalties. Again, these are two of the least penalized teams in the country.
Yeah, he just made a nice move in the neutral zone, kind of outside, inside, and it doesn't look like anything really happened. He just lost an edge as he went past the goal and had a lot of momentum and speed and went hard into the boards in the corner.
Face off to the left of DePasquo. Lindmark to take the draw against Shouty. And the puck is won by Michigan State, and they'll golf it out to center. Dexheimer allows it to bounce, and he bats it over to Palatichuk. Did he gain the red line? Yes. Badgers able to dump it down in. Kukkonen couldn't handle it off the wall, taken away by Daniel Russell, left wing. Back is Palatichuk. Toe pull save made by Scarfoni on a nice shot by Daniel Russell, who's got 8 this season. Well, he used Badger defenseman as a screen that time and got a quality shot off. And now Russell's got it again. Protects the puck. Walks around two Badgers. Far side. Here's Howard right back in front, but he couldn't connect. And now in tight. Here's Stramel with a backhand open. He had his back to the net. Got the backhander off and gobbled up by Scarfoni, who hangs on. Quality looks for the top line of Howard, Stramel, and Russell, but still 3-3, 5:05 into the third.
I don't know if it's Joe Palatichuk, one of the Badgers, broke up the first play with a stick on the ice. It was actually Ben Dexheimer. Made a nice play that at least prevented the first chance, and it was Charlie Stramel was all by himself. He had a lot more time than I think he realized because he reached out and took a shot immediately. There was no one within 6 or 7 feet. He could have controlled that, corralled it, and gotten a good shot off.
Face off to the right of Tommy Scarfoni, 14:54 to go in the third period. Isaac Howard tied it up 57 seconds into the third. They've got Savage, Dorward, and Larson out against Scholl, Horbach, and Dick. Scholl won the faceoff, banked ahead, and Horbach will get around one defenseman, and that cancels out icing. After it, Tyson Dick. Good work by Lukaszewicz to cut him off and take the puck. Flipped ahead through neutral ice. Lodge and Larson engage near side. Puck squirts free in the Wisconsin zone, and Tyson Dick tried to make a move on Savage, who poked it away. Kerr then meets Savage along the wall, but he cycled down to the corner. Larson now near side. They go D to D. Geary couldn't handle the pass, and Wisconsin's Dick now with it. Jack Horbach able to get it into the attacking zone, bouncing puck towards the front of the net. Scholl was going towards the cage, and Savage back pressure able to pick up the loose biscuit. Bouncing around at the Michigan State line, 14:10 to go in the third. 3-3 game here in game one of this weekend series, which wraps up Saturday night at Wrigley Field. Here's Phelan now out of his own zone. Up the far wing boards. Intended for Tassie. Jarecki intercepted. Scholes back now to get it. Flubbed the puck behind the net. Look out. D'Angelo now with it. Left-hander takes it right circle. Back to the net. Feathered it back into the corner. Scholes there. He'll move it along near side. Laskowski able to knife it out to center. Fitzgerald now with it. Comes crawling off his stick. It's kicked around a little bit by Phelan. And here's a Jarecki shot that's waffled away by Scarfoni. Then Fitzgerald played it far boards, thinking Tassie would pick up the puck. He did not. And Michigan State able to hold. A shot that was blocked behind the net. Scholes now has it. He'll scoop it out to center. 13:20 to go in the third. A 3-3 game.
It's a little sloppy
yeah.
in the last few a minute or so for Wisconsin. Just little plays that kept the pucks in and got to clean that up here.
Scarfoni couldn't pick up the puck behind the net. Directed in front to Manisto, off his stick. Turnaround now. Shouty stopped by Scarfoni, sliding out top of the crease. Shouty between the hash marks, trying to settle the bouncing puck, and a quick turnaround shot, and Scarfoni saw it coming all the way.
Yeah, Shouty just coming out from behind the net. I think it lifted one of the Badger D's stick and pulled the puck away, got inside the Badger defenseman who wasn't expecting the pressure, and Scarfoni came right out. Closed the gap there. Wasn't much room to shoot at. And a smart cover up for Wisconsin to resettle down here.
Saw Shouty's brother at Ferris State last weekend. Off the draw, the puck played over the glass. And they'll drop it again to the right of Tommy Scarfoni. Wisconsin 3, Michigan State 3. 12:58 to go in the third. Mosley, Morrissey, and Finley out with Palatichuk and Dexheimer. Shouty to take the draw. Badgers win it. Dexheimer steps up, picks it up, angles a pass head. Finley tapped it center circle now to Mosley. Looked like Wisconsin was offside. They didn't call it. Stumped into the corner now. Palatichuk deep. Played it behind the net, but it found the stick of Gucciardi. Morrissey down the wall, able to keep it alive in the attacking zone for a moment, and then angled out towards center. It's loose, and the Spartans will fling it out through neutral ice, and it caroms all the way down on the Badgers net, and Scarfoni on his knees. We'll cover with 12:32 left here in the third, a 3-3 game in East Lansing. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics.
I don't remember too many offensive chances in this period. I'm trying to find the shot. We got three shots this period so far, I think.
30-26, four shots on goal for the Badgers and seven for Michigan State so far. Spartans win the faceoff. They've got the puck in the attacking zone. Lindmark tying up Russell, who puts a puck in front of the net, but poked away by Scarfoni, and out to center it comes. And then a bad pass intercepted by Lindmark across the line. Wanted to drop it off to Kukkonen, taken away by Charlie Stramel. His lead feed too far for Russell. That forced Scarfoni out of his net, though. He'll play it off the wall and then redirect it out to center by Lindmark, and Michigan State has to touch up, although Russell was just offside. 12:03 to go in the third, a 3-3 game here in East Lansing. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun Saturday night at Wrigley Field, the frozen confines. Two games tomorrow, Michigan and Ohio State, Penn State and Notre Dame, and then Saturday the Wisconsin women against Ohio State in a matchup of 1-2, and then the Badgers and Michigan State Saturday night at 8.
You got a little preview of that the other day on the Winter Classic of the NHL, and got a pick out where Brian Pozick's going to be sitting for that game, right ringside out in the cold.
Yeah, we'll be right next to the rink, right next to the penalty boxes. Ian Perrin will join me down at the frozen confines. I'm guessing in a blaze orange snowmobile suit. Badgers in the attacking zone, can't reach the puck out to center ice. Larson got around Palatichuk, hands off left side. Savage, his snapshot blocked, bouncing puck high slot. Dorward over skates, thank goodness. And the Badgers have numbers to our left. Leading the rush is Laskowski. Actually, that was Pietila. His pass left wing didn't get through to Scholl. And now Michigan State back out at neutral ice. They find Dorward ahead. Gucciardi behind the Badgers defense. And Scarfoni stops Gucciardi. Rebound. He kept that one out too. Penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Gucciardi just kept skating and got through a pair of Badgers and had a quality look that Scarfoni stopped. But now Wisconsin takes a penalty and Michigan State gets a power play. They'll call Palatichuk for hooking. And so Michigan State goes on a man advantage with a chance to take the lead.
It was promising. It was a 4-on-2 for Wisconsin going up the the offensive zone, right, the blue line, and it didn't work out. The first pass didn't really connect. I'm not sure the Badgers realized there was four. Anyway, it turned around quick with that many Badgers up the ice. And like you mentioned, Gucciardi just skated straight ahead and found room, got ahead of the Badgers, and forced them to take a penalty to prevent the scoring chance.
Hooking on Palatichuk at 8:48, second power play of the night for Michigan State. Trying to snap a 3-3 tie. Here's Russell out high left, down to Dorwart left wing. Dorwart to the circle, Russell to Howard. Good move or play by Laskowski to put his stick parallel to the ice and break up that pass play. And then Gavin Morrissey gains the line and whistles a wrister high and wide against DePasqua.
That was a big breakup by Laskowski on the ice there. It was three Spartans in a small area. It looked like they had a lot of room to work.
Give and go. Dorward's got it now in the left corner. Little sauce pass out to the point. Baskel. Howard, far side. Dorward settles. Puts it in front. Oh, Russell reached for it. Couldn't get his stick on it. He had half the net. Here's Russell now with it. Left side, Howard. He's got a goal tonight. Little toe pull away from Lindmark. Finds Dorward now left wing. Straight away, Baskel. Steps in. The right-hander finds Dorward again. Rises a shot. Save made. Scarfoni. Rebound picked up by Horbach. He's able to get enough of it. Muscled it to center. 1 minute to go on the power play for Michigan State. A 3-3 game halfway through the third here in East Lansing. And Scholes with a steal, and he clears.
Well, that was some dangerous power play time there for Michigan State. You mentioned there was a redirect that would have found the net easy if it just out of the reach. And just they got pretty close into the net.
Andrews ahead to Kelly. Left wing Larson off the heel of his stick. Kerr meets him. It's bumped off the boards. Thrown out to the point. Backpedaling Andrews now. Here's Larson with it, and he mishandles it. Crawls off the toe of his stick, and Michigan State has to touch up. Larson wants it back. Instead, it's Van Sagi down the left wing. Stops. Pops. Save made by Scarfoni. He elects to cover. Ooh. Boy, Van Sagi can really make some moves, and that big right-hander from the left to get off a shot in tight, and Scarfoni with a big save.
You can see his skill down on the fourth line for Michigan State. Talk again about their balance and their depth, really. Makes a nice play to get the puck in good shooting position at the bottom of the circle. A quick release. Tommy Scarfoni covering up the short side and making a save.
Face off to Scarfoni's right. 19 seconds left in Michigan State power play. Lindmark to take the draw against Kelly. And they win the faceoff. Varsagi, oh, he just rung the post. Off the draw, Van Sagi just whistled one from the slot that beat Scarfoni, but drew iron.
Yeah. A win, the puck just ended up in the slot. He was the only player there, and fortunately for Wisconsin, it hit iron.
Badgers kill off the Michigan State power play. It's still 3-3, 9:05 left in the third. Drecke, Manisto out there. Try to play it out to the point. Tyson Dick able to get it free. Nudged ahead by Palatichuk. It eludes Tyson Dick, though. And then Jarecki met with a hit by Scholes and gulped out by Wisconsin into the Michigan State bench-stopping play. 8:52 to go in the third. And the faceoff will stay in the Wisconsin zone. And I think we'll take a timeout on the ice. We will. 8:52 left in the third. Don't go anywhere. Wisconsin and top-ranked Michigan State tied at 3. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Badgers 7-2-1 in their last 10 games to pull within a game of 500. had a 3-1 lead here tonight against top-ranked Michigan State. It's now 3-3 with 8:52 to go in the third. Face off to the left of Badgers netminder Tommy Scarfone. Wisconsin won the draw. Morrissey will kick it out to center. It's loose at neutralize. They're still battling as it squirts free, and Stramel's got it. Left wing pass, Howard hits the brakes with Lodge on him. Pass back to the blue line behind Russell. And Michigan State has to touch up again, and they heave it back into the Wisconsin zone. Howard right wing found its way across. Here's Geary shooting one right pass. Save made by Scarfone. Tommy has stopped 31 shots here tonight. Baxel, Baskel with a long-range shot. Look out. Here's Scarfone scrambling after making the glove save. He dropped it down to the ice. Badgers can't clear. Howard with it right dot. Tried to push it to the net. Blocked by Wisconsin's Horbach. He'll skate it out to center ice, gain the red line, and wisely dump it deep, and the Badgers will change. 8:05 to go in the third, 3-3.
Just more defensive zone time. There's not even a chance to get offensive when you got to make a change after you work hard in your own end.
A lot of Chuck steals. Here's Kerr now. Did he gain the red line? They'll say yes. He dumps it in and got squashed by Joey Larson far side. Gucciardi after the puck now. Michigan State bad pass. Turnover. Here's Tassi. He fires one that hit traffic in front. Bounces around. Botterill's got it. Trying to settle things down. And he out near the blue line tried to put it back deep. And he swung and missed on the bouncing puck. But regained possession. Got it to Kerr, who dumped it in. Oh, they turned it over. And Tassi had a chance. Low right. Tassi gets it back and dumps it in. Scholl just took a pretty good hit on the near side, and Stramel with a few words for his former teammate. Gucciardi now up the near side boards to Andrews. 7:15 to go in the third. 3-3 game. Gucciardi, right wing Shouty at center. Reaches back to catch. Slides it ahead to Manisto now. Manisto mishandled the puck. It's loose to the left of the goaltender. The Badgers now have it. Scholl to Kukkonen. Kyle skates up to center, took a stick or two from behind, and that freed the puck from Manisto for Michigan State. 1-on-4, Manisto backpedaling into the offensive zone. His pass to the point, intercepted by Fitzgerald, slides it over to Lodge. He dances his way to center ice across the line, Liskoski. Pass back to Lodge. It went off a skate, trickled free to Michigan State. Now Manisto's got it again. Wanted to bump it past Horbach, but Jack stood his ground and took the puck away. Kukkonen now across the line. Liskoski drops back. Kukkonen knocked off balance. To the ice he goes as Geary hip-checked him down. And the Spartans have it again with 6:23 to go in the third. 3-3 game here in East Lansing. Again, the Spartans give up a home game to play the Badgers at Wrigley Field on Saturday. Wisconsin trying to snap a six-game losing streak in this building. Lindmark's out there, Tyson Dick as well. Geary had his pocket pick from behind, but then Lindmark lost an edge and went into the end boards. Tyson Dick knocked the puck down in midair. Got knocked to the ice as well. And then Pietola sniffing around. He kept it alive. Here's a little backhand shot by Lindmark in the slot and just pushed it wide. He had his back to the net that time, almost stuck one pass to Pasqua. Tyson Dick, little pass for himself near the blue line, and it trickles along the blue paint there still. And now Tyson Dick hustling back, trying to keep it away from Vansagi. But Vansagi's got it, tries to cut in on Palatichuk. The big right-hander stops and then rolls the puck intended for the point man Gucciardi. He hadn't reached that position yet. Michigan State again has to touch up. 5:25 to go in the third, a 3-3 game. The puck lifted out through center. Pietola now with it for Wisconsin, slowed by Andrews. He plays it deep. Finley gives chase immediately on Gucciardi, who hits the brakes and goes D-to-D to Andrews. Long lead feed, Russell can't get behind the Badger defense. Finds a cutting Howard now, looking inside. They score! Charlie Stramel from Isaac Howard, 4-3 Michigan State.
Yeah, Isaac Howard's been dangerous all night for Michigan State. This time he does the puck in the corner. The puck actually redirects off one of the Badger D after Stramel gets to it, but it's a pretty easy or nice pass by Howard in front, and Stramel just a tap and didn't get a lot on the shot, but didn't have to because there was room, and Michigan State gets the lead.
Charlie Stramel's sixth goal of the season. A career high for Stramel. Give Howard an assist at 14:55. And after the Badgers had scored three straight to take a 3-1 lead, the Spartans score with three unanswered to take a 4-3 advantage. 14:55, the time of the goal. There's still time, but the Badgers need some help, and Jack Horbach is playing defense. Ben Dexheimer has been in and out tonight, and I don't see him on the Badger bench right now. Icing called on Michigan State. Offensive zone faceoff coming up. Stramel from Howard and Russell at 14:55.
Jack Horbach, who saw it last weekend, he was actually creating some offense from the back end. We'll look for him to maybe contribute a little bit as the Badgers try to get change the game and the complexion here and get some offensive chances.
Morrissey wins the draw back to Lotch. Walks the line a little bit. Shoots one and reaching up high to glove it. The kneeling goaltender to Pasquo. And a faceoff to come. And the right-handed catching to Pasquo was fantastic in the British Columbia Hockey League. First team all-conference, led the Penticton Vs to the BCHL Championship a couple of years ago. He went 16-0 in the playoffs, had a goals against under two. He's filling in for Trey Augustine, playing for the United States of the World Junior Championship. And to pass, going in position to improve to 5-0 with a win here tonight. 4:50 to go here in the third. Wisconsin down one now. Horbach finds Finley left side. His drive almost stuck underneath the left arm of the goaltender. Now Mosley with a chance in tight. He got knocked down as he tried to get a backhander off. The puck played all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Icing waved off. Horbach quickly hustled after it, beating Manisto to the puck. Up to center ice now. Mosley takes a hip check but able to dump it deep. Morrissey gives chase, but Baskill there first for the Spartans. 4:20 to go in the third, a 4-3 Michigan State lead.
See the difference. Quinn Finley takes a shot, and the puck ends up on the ground off the goaltender. Looks like everyone else's shot to start with, but there's something else on it.
Yeah, oh, Van Soggy pulls the trigger on one, and Palatichuk blocked it down. Lifted ahead to Tassi. He chipped it past Gucciardi. Can he get around him? No. Gucciardi, nice play. The left-handed defenseman up to Van Soggy. That pass canceled out by Scholl. Loose puck picked up by Tassi. One-on-one with Gucciardi, but the puck crawled off his stick, and Gucciardi recovered. Flipped it out towards the blue line. Scholl able to hold the zone, and then the Spartans pick it up and send it to center. 3:45 left in the third. 4-3 game. Tassi, open man. Scholl shot blocked by Gucciardi. Lotch tried to run it down, but overskates, and Van Soggy takes it away. He's tired. Flips a pass ahead now to Russell. Cut off by Palatichuk. They gain the offensive zone. Russell now sweeps it back to the right wing and Howard. This has been their most dangerous line. Howard cut off by Palatichuk. Puck bouncing around behind the net. Daniel Lotch gives chase. Tried to move it ahead for Laskowski. Went off a stick or two. Bounces around a bit. Stramel kicks it out high. Russell off balance. Shot, stick save made by Scarfoni. 3:10 to go in the third. Badgers need one to tie. Here's a foot race now. Pass intended for Kukkonen. No icing as he and Orbit's going after it. And then it's redirected back to neutral ice. Back Horbach after it. Finds Fitzgerald. He'll turn and plenty of ice in front of him. Weaves right, back left, across the line, left wing. Shoots one, a rising shot, missed the net. Kukkonen off the wall now, shoots one on goal. And kneeling to make that stop, Pat DePasquo, and he hangs on. 2:46 to go in the third. Michigan State leads Wisconsin 4-3.
Awful lot of space there for Christian Fitzgerald to work up the center of the neutral zone. Here, Wisconsin, he's one of the guys you want doing that. Can create something off the rush like that. Michigan State kind of just playing a little like zone-ish there and letting him take what he can get. And gets a shot on net. Badgers get their top line back out there.
Mosley, Morrissey, Finley with Horbach and Scholes. Face off to the left of DePasquo. Morrissey against Shouty in the right circle. And Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Finley off the wall, snapped a shot that may have gone off the stick of Mosley and wide. Horbach on the near side wall, played it to the point. Finley's bouncing shot got blocked. It's loose and goes to the far boards. Kelly tries to lift it over a couple of Badgers, unable to do so. Horbach wanted to get it back deep, but lifted it up over the glass and out of play. 2:28 to go in the third, a 4-3 Michigan State lead. The Badgers used their timeout in the opening period to challenge a potential five-minute major, so Wisconsin does not have a chance to call a timeout to add an extra attacker on a faceoff play. Scarfoni remains in goal to our right as we speak.
Ben Dexheimer back out the ice for this faceoff. Said he were seeing an in and out that when he looked like he might have been testing like a skate there or something. He did little swirls like you do sometimes, or at least checking his body.
Then Mark trying to win the faceoff for himself. No luck. Morrissey had the puck split his legs, and now Dexheimer at center ice. Finley with it now. Can he get around Howard? No. Tap back to the Badger line. Dexheimer sauced across for Lindmark. Angles a pass to Morrissey. He apparently got a piece of it, no icing. Mosley after it for Wisconsin behind the net. Finley and then rimmed it around and no one at the right point. Rolls all the way back Wisconsin's way and Dexheimer after it. Under 2 minutes to go in the third. Badgers need one to tie. Scarfone remains in goal.
The Badgers just have the 1D Dexheimer out here. It's kind of like running a power play. So there is no point man there on that play.
There's Lindmark trying to hold the zone. Fitzgerald gets the job done. And then out comes Scarfone to empty the net. And Michigan State sent it down Wisconsin's way. And it just kept wobbling wide of the mark, about 2 or 3 feet wide of the empty net. Icing called on Michigan State. Wisconsin with an extra attacker. Down 4-3 with 1:40 to go in the third.
Yeah, Scarfone going to the bench. He wasn't too far away from where that puck went by him as he was going. Good decision, and just continue to the bench there. You start getting into trouble, you change your mind and go back. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say an extra attacker for Wisconsin, down a goal here in the third. Faceoff. They're still battling for it. Larson tried to jam it free. It slides over to Red Savage. The captain got around Horbach, but hustling over Fitzgerald with his speed, cut off Savage, and that freed the puck for Horbach, who bumps it back to Fitzgerald. 80 seconds left in regulation. Wisconsin down 4-3. Dick with a puck at center. Right through the neutral zone to the left wing. Gains the offensive line and down to the corner it goes. Tassie spun it around, held in by Palatichuk left point. Right side now Horbach. Right back to Palatichuk. Straight away, no place to shoot. Horbach back to Palatichuk. Center point, fans off left. Back to Horbach. His rising shot got knocked down in front. It's still loose. Picked up by Michigan State. And they'll flip it out to center. And it rolls all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. And icing called on the Spartans. 52 and a half seconds left in the third. A 4-3 Michigan State lead.
It looked like Savage tried to maybe take a shot at the net. I think he hit his teammate inside the blue line. It redirected to the corner. And nice for the Badgers. It went into the corner for an icing.
Michigan State calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. Badgers down a goal. 4-3 here in the third. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Extra attacker for the Badgers, down 4-3, 52 and a half seconds left. Lindmark wins the draw. Dexheimer taps over right wing to Finley. Back to Dexheimer now at the blue line. Comes left point, it's Morrissey. Back straight away, Dexheimer. Finley wants it, has it, no place to shoot. Finley, cross ice, left wing, Morrissey looking, putting one in front, hoping for Laskowski. It caromed off something, and then flipped all the way down by Michigan State. Foot race, Dexheimer and Manisto, and Ben gets there first. Manisto wipes out. Badgers have the puck, extra attacker, down one, 25 seconds left. Morrissey into the right wing, dumps it in, got tripped up by Shouty. A penalty coming up on Michigan State. Shouty interfered with Morrissey. Badgers get a Kunis power play. 20 and a half seconds to play in an offensive zone faceoff to come.
Yeah, that's when the refs had a call. Puts the puck down deep. And Morrissey going in to try to make the play. Instead, he goes down, and Michigan State ends up with the puck in the corner with a chance to clear. So now Wisconsin already had the extra attacker. Now it's 6-on-4 on the ice.
Say kneeing on Shouty at 19:40. Third power play of the night. Lindmark, Mosley, Laskowski, Finley, Morrissey, and Dexheimer. Faceoff to the left of DePasquo, and the Badgers do not win the faceoff. Here's a hustling play by Stramel trying to beat Dexheimer to the puck. Dexheimer fends him off, but the time is winding down. 10 seconds to play. Finley, left wing pass for Laskowski, deflects into the Michigan State bench. Well, after the faceoff, it was Stramel and Dexheimer. Stride for stride, Dexheimer did a nice job to prevent Stramel from getting to the puck and from maybe taking a penalty like we saw last weekend when Laskowski was awarded the empty net goal. Mike Hastings yelling at the referee to put more time on the clock, but 7.9 seconds to go. Faceoff outside the Michigan State zone here, Paul.
Yeah, if there was ever a time you got to win a faceoff to keep this game going, it's right now with Gavin Morrissey.
Finley untouched, far right side. Can he win it that way? Here's Horbach, finds Finley, one-time blast. Glove by DePasquo, who turns around and faces his net and then puts his glove down and gets a whistle with 2.1 seconds left. Morrissey went hustling after it, hoping maybe to jam the puck free. Now an offensive zone faceoff coming up for Wisconsin, and they need a minor miracle.
Wow. Did the goaltender drop that when he turned around, or did he just cover it over on the ground? That was a weird play.
Odd. He made the catch and then just spun himself around and then went down and put the glove on into the paint. It was odd.
The Badgers, not a bad play. Quinn Finley gets the puck on net, gets the whistle down deep, and gets the Badgers. It's only 2.1 left.
Yep.
But they'll get a chance here to one more shot at this net. If they can win the faceoff.
Yep, Lindmark to take the draw to the left of DePasquo. Oh, Wisconsin had this one in its hands. About 5 minutes left in the second, leading 3-1. And then a heck of a play by Savage to set up Dorwart to make it 3-2. Howard scores less than a minute into the third to tie it. And then Charlie Stramel, the former Badger, taps in the go-ahead goal with 5:05 to play. And I don't know what the delay is exactly here.
The
referee was
clock here,
taking a look to see if they'd add more time. It says 2.1 seconds left. Face off to the left of DePasquo. Let's see if Lindmark can one-time one. He's had much more success after losing all five draws he took in the opening period. It's Lindmark against Stramel, and it's chipped over to Finley, and Michigan State wins the draw, and that's it. The Spartans erase a two-goal deficit on home ice. Top-ranked Michigan State knocks off Wisconsin here tonight, 4-3. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Postgame show's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culvers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
See for yourself.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
A disappointing ending for the Wisconsin Badgers, who had a 3-1 lead late in period number two, but Michigan State scores three unanswered to pull out a 4-3 victory. The Spartans now 16-2-1, 7-1-1 in the Big Ten. The Badgers fall to 9-11-1 overall, 5-8 in league play. Tough one to take there, Paul. Again, Wisconsin's had two-goal leads three times this season and lost to Minnesota and twice now to Michigan State. Also had a two-goal lead against UConn on Sunday, and the Huskies rallied before Wisconsin pulled that one out. Badgers just couldn't get the job done here tonight.
Yeah, very tough. This one stings. Got a couple days to think about it. And the Badgers, I mean, it was a great 5-7 minute stretch in the second. I mean, this was a big momentum game. Michigan State started out really good, but the pressure that they had got the early lead, but the Badgers fought back at the end. The second half of the first period was good. They got an early goal in the second period and kept it going, a 3-1, and then you look back, I keep going back to it, but the Badgers took a penalty about midway through the second period, and kind of that swung the momentum back to the Spartans. They, from there, got that goal before a couple minutes or about 5 minutes left in the second, got one early in the third, and kind of just went from there. And Isaac Howard was a difference maker late in the third period. He got the tying goal and made a nice play to set up Charlie Stramel for the winner. And feels like he's been pretty quiet against the Badgers over time, but he was not tonight.
Yeah, Isaac Howard, the Duluth transfer, the Hudson, Wisconsin native, gets the game-tying goal and assists on the game winner. All right, let's get to our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar.
We're going to go number three, former Badger, Charlie Stramel, game-winning goal and an assist on Howard's goal that tied the game up. Number two star, I thought Sawyer Scholl did a great job. He got a goal in the second period to make it 3-1. Wisconsin was pretty active. That, I think, energized him for the game and got his second of the year. I think you mentioned his fourth in his career against Michigan State. Might have been his fifth. And then the number one star, Isaac Howard. I just talked about him a little bit, but he was dangerous with the puck. Every time he got it, he kind of was looking for something. He was pretty shifty, and then he finished one from the circle and then set up Charlie Stramel with a nice play on the side of the net and got, unfortunately, the Michigan State Spartans the win.
All right. Well, three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Energizing performance of the game up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Basketball fans, Mott's Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.